Anton Chekhov. Today, on the Classic Tales Podcast. Welcome to the Classic Tales Podcast. Thank you for listening. The fall fundraiser is now in full swing. During our second week, we have raised $896, bringing our total to over $2,000 raised. This brings us to a third of our goal. A promising start, but we still have a long way to go. Please show your support for the Classic Tales by making a donation at www.thebestaudiobooks.com and ensure our survival until the spring. Among those new authors on the docket are Agatha Christie, Gaston Leroux, John Buchan, and Henry Fielding. Please help to ensure that these immortal voices will continue to live on through the free outlet of the Classic Tales Podcast. Thank you so very much for your support. One of our editors, who generously donates much of his time to us at the Classic Tales, is Mitch Ashley. Mitch is raising funds to help people with multiple sclerosis. He will cycle 175 miles on September 25th to 26th in the MS Society's Waves to Wine event, and he hopes to encourage you to give financial support to the MS Society's efforts to eliminate multiple sclerosis. His goal of $10,000 will provide case management for up to 10 families affected by MS. Please visit Mitch's donation page, the address to which is copied in the description of this week's episode, and continue forwarding this request onto your network. Mitch and all of us at the Classic Tales thank you in advance for your support. And now, The Bet by Anton Chekhov. It was a dark autumn night. The old banker was walking up and down his study and remembering how, 15 years before, he had given a party one autumn evening. There had been many clever men there, and there had been interesting conversations. Among other things, they had talked of capital punishment. The majority of the guests, among whom were many journalists and intellectual men, disapproved of the death penalty. They considered that form of punishment out of date, immoral, and unsuitable for Christian states. In the opinion of some of them, the death penalty ought to be replaced everywhere by imprisonment for life.
"I don't agree with you," said their host, the banker. "I have not tried either the death penalty or imprisonment for life, but if one may judge a priori, the death penalty is more moral and more humane than imprisonment for life. Capital punishment kills a man at once, but lifelong imprisonment kills him slowly. Which executioner is the more humane? He who kills you in a few minutes, or he who drags the life out of you in the course of many years?"
"Both are equally immoral," observed one of the guests, "for they both have the same object, to take away life. The state is not God. It has not the right to take away what it cannot restore when it wants to."
Among the guests was a young lawyer, a young man of 25. When he was asked his opinion, he said,
"The death sentence and the life sentence are equally immoral, but if I had to choose between the death penalty and imprisonment for life, I would certainly choose the second. To live anyhow is better than not at all."
A lively discussion arose. The banker, who was younger and more nervous in those days, was suddenly carried away by excitement. He struck the table with his fist and shouted at the young man,
"It's not true. I'll bet you 2 million that you wouldn't stay in solitary confinement for 5 years.
"If you mean that in earnest," said the young man, "I'll take the bet, but I would stay not 5, but 15 years.
15? Done," cried the banker. "Gentlemen, I stake 2 million.
"Agreed. You stake your millions, and I stake my freedom," said the young man. And this wild, senseless bet was carried out. The banker, spoilt and frivolous, with millions beyond his reckoning, was delighted at the